The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 4 of Love Now. Today's title is Love is from God. Leo Tolstoy said, "Where love is, God is." Our text today is 1 John 4:7 through 8. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." It's impossible to be in the company of God and not be in the presence of love. All true love is from God, because God is love. That's why we must love one another, because you can't know God and not show His love. John R.W. Stott properly explains these two verses. "Since God is the source and origin of love, and all true love derives from Him, it stands to reason that everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Not only is God the source of all true love, but He is love in His inmost being." There are three other statements in the New Testament concerning what God is in substance and nature. He is spirit, light, and consuming fire. The Gnostics believed that God is immaterial, spirit, and light, but they never taught that God is love. It is the most comprehensive and sublime of all biblical affirmations about God's being, and it is repeated here twice. Nevertheless, it is important to hold the biblical assertions about God together. It is true that the words "God is love" mean not that loving is only one of God's many activities, but rather that all of His activities are loving. Therefore, if He judges in love. Yet, if His judging is in love, His loving is also in justice. He who is love is light and fire as well. Far from condoning sin, His love has found a way to expose it because He is light, and to consume it because He is fire, without destroying the sinner, but rather saving him. From the truth that God is love, John draws a further deduction, not now positive and inclusive, like that of verse 7, but negative and exclusive. Whoever does not love does not know God. The argument is plain and compelling. For the loveless Christian to profess to know God and to have been born of God is like claiming to be intimate with a foreigner whose language we cannot speak, or to have been born of parents whom we do not in any way resemble. It is to fail to manifest the nature of Him who we claim as our Father, born of God, and our friend, knows God. Love is as much a sign of Christian authenticity as His righteousness. The love of God is the very nature of God, and therefore is transferred into our spiritual DNA when we are born into His family. While it is true that we are never more like the Father than we are loving others, it is also true that we can't claim to know the Father if we do not have His love flowing through our lives. Charles Swindoll provides additional insight and application of today's scripture. Self-giving, other-centered agape love is God's very nature. It's the essence of His person. When we know Him personally through the new birth and are indwelled by the Spirit, we are in union with Him. Since this is true, we are in God and He is in us, then the same loving character of God should flow through us. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because love is of the very essence of God's character. God is love. If a hose is connected to a water supply, water will flow through the hose. If a wire is connected to an electrical source, power will flow through the wire. If a branch of a tree is connected to the root in the trunk system, the sap of that tree will flow through the branch. And if a man or a woman is truly connected to the loving Father through the Son, by the indwelling of the Spirit, the love of God will flow through his or her life toward others. Mark it down. Love is from God, and God is love. As a born-again Christian, you always have the ability to love, and to love now. Because God is always love. No one should ever get near your life without experiencing the love of God. Now, here are some questions to think about today. How does it motivate you to spend time with the Lord, knowing He is the source of love? Why is it essential that love is linked to every activity of God? What does your present level of love say about your current walk with the Lord? May your day be full of the love of God. Have a great day. Thank you.